Dr. Brilliant, I would think that technology is making it a whole lot easier to keep patients safe. Can you explain some of the ways that's happening?
One of them is the electronic medical record. It's a way to foster communication between all members of the care team. In the past, we had a paper chart. And now, with an electronic record, a nurse can read exactly what a doc is writing and vice versa. There's also rounds where the healthcare team get together and speak directly about patient care. Another example is related to medication administration. And using technology, checkers within the system can tell whether or not the patient has a medicine they've reacted to in the past, a medicine that interacts with another medicine. And it allows the prescriber real time to get a warning that says, do not prescribe this medicine because this patient has had an allergy in the past. So it's been really helpful where a physician in the past would have to use their training. And in the back of their mind, say, hey, there may be a reaction here. Now the computer confirms that for you. The physician or the advanced practice professional at that point then has a chance to override and use their clinical judgment to make the final decision. Another great example is antibiotic stewardship. So we have the ability now to make sure that the patient gets the correct antibiotic. There are tests that determine whether or not a patient's infection may be related to something that would respond nicely to an antibiotic. And we're really able to narrow our choice of an antibiotic using the correct drug for the shortest effective duration of therapy based upon this testing. Not all infectious diseases require treatment. We initially use very broad spectrum antibiotics because we're not sure exactly what infection we're treating. But once the information becomes available to us, we can really narrow it down.
Is this a new way of doing the job?
It's been in place for several years, but it's only getting better. As we've gotten used to the technology, it's really become an accepted part of our workflow. It used to be looked at as potentially a nuisance that you were getting a pop-up or some kind of screen that was saying the patient does have a reaction to this, but now it's really looked at as an advantage. Thank you. You've added something else that can make the patient stay a lot more safe.
When you're walking around the hospital looking for ways to make things better, how do you determine that you are doing a good job?
We ask our staff for their input as part of this. We look at awards or other regulatory agencies that may come in and take a look for us. We report public data looking at our rates of infection and other things. Here at St. Mary, we were recently recognized with an A in safety from LeapFrog. And LeapFrog is a nonprofit organization who awards safety grades twice a year based on how well hospitals protect their patients from preventable errors and injury. Here at St. Mary, we've had an A for the last four grading periods, and we are so proud of that. And that's really a testament to all our staff, our nursing staff, our physician staff, and all of the other colleagues who really work together and put the patient first and make sure the patient is well taken care of and safe.
It used to be the thinking that when you went into the hospital, you came out with some type of infection.
One of the things we want to decrease is hospital-acquired infections. We put a very large emphasis on something as simple as hand washing. And this is something we should all be doing in our households also. Frequent hand washing really decreases infection. We see it in schools, we see it at home, and we see it in the hospital. So we round and we talk to our colleagues and stress the importance of routine hand hygiene in decreasing infection. Another example is related to diarrhea. Certain antibiotics or antibiotics for a longer period of time can cause other infectious diarrhea. And by getting the patient on the correct antibiotic and off the antibiotic as soon as possible, really decreases their risk of getting this type of infection.
Is there a role for patients? What can they do to make hospitals safer?
Communicate with their care providers, really be honest about what they're feeling and what they're experiencing. They should play a role in their care and feel free to ask questions. It's more difficult now post-COVID, where the interaction, we don't have as many family members at the bedside. Bring your questions. feel free to ask your questions. Feel free to keep asking your questions until you understand the answer. We also do patient surveys, and it's important for us to make sure that our patients feel well cared for. We know that if you feel and are satisfied with your care, you listen to your patient providers. You listen to their instructions, you follow through on their recommendation, and then you as the patient will do better in terms of your outcomes.
We're still dealing with COVID-19, so we really do need to talk about what changes have been made because of the pandemic.
We are following the latest CDC and other regulatory guidelines to keep our patients safe. Post-COVID, the recommendations are rapidly changing, and we are following along with these changes in terms of testing and treatment for various infections. The hospital is a safe place to return. I would say it's actually more dangerous to hold off getting that needed care rather than to reach out and get the care that is needed. We know that if you get care earlier in the course of a disease, you do better before it gets too late. There may also be more options for you early that may not be available if you wait too long. So if you feel you are sick and have an emergency or have a medical condition that needs care, reach out to your physician, come to the hospital, let the medical professionals make that determination when and where you need that care. An important point is an emergency, go to your local hospital. If you think you are having an emergency, go get help, especially chest pain, difficulty breathing, heart attacks, stroke symptoms. All the local hospitals can take care of it, and it's important you do not delay your care. And my other public service announcement I love to talk about is please call 911. The paramedics have direct communication with medical professionals. They can alert the team that the patient is coming in. Here at St. Mary, we're very proud of our heart attack care and how rapidly we can deploy our cardiovascular team to take care of heart attacks. And if we know a patient is coming in via ambulance, while the ambulance is coming to the hospital, so is the cardiologist and the catheterization lab team. So the delay is really diminished by having everyone there at the same time, which gives us outstanding outcomes and very quick response times. If you get sicker while you're in the ambulance, they can always call ahead and alert us to the change in the status of their patient. They could also provide life-saving care. That's not always available in a car when they're being driven to the hospital by your loved one.
Oh, very good point. Any final thoughts here?
We do a lot of collaboration, and it's members of the healthcare team talking, speaking via the medical record or speaking real time. And nowadays, real time means in person while the team is on rounds. We use secure texting, just like everyone texts at home with their friends and family. We use secure texting via providers. And when I say secure, it means it's HIPAA protected. So the information that we're having disseminated to each other for the discussion is protected and secure when it is sent. The other cool thing we just started at St. Mary is our residency programs, and having residents in medicine and pharmacy really helps with our patient care. We used to joke around when we were in medical school that the patients would get upset with us because first a medical student would come in, and then the resident would come in, then the attending physician would come in, and a nurse would come in, and we'd all ask the same questions. And the more training you did and the more teaching you did, there were more questions asked. But what we're finding now is the patients say thank you. Hey, you remember that doctor that was just in here? I was thinking about it and I forgot to tell them this. So it really helps to get a full history and give the patient more time to think about their questions, increases their contact with the healthcare team, which only in the end improves their quality of healthcare and their outcomes.
Wonderful. Dr. Brilliant, thanks for your time.